It's the 2004 Media Follies. This is Geoff Parrish. For the last 9 years, each year I've been compiling a list of the most overhyped and underreported media stories of the year. 2004 is no exception. Next week, I'll look at the underreported stories. This week, let's start with the overhyped. And there's no better place to start than with the storyline of John Kerry as a viable candidate. He got the Democrats' nomination because he was the candidate who could beat George Bush, and then he turned around and ran a stunningly inert campaign all the way through September. When all was said and done, it cost him the election. There were other overhyped stories, of course. How about Ralph Nader as a threat to the Democratic presidential ticket? Who were they kidding? Then there's the economy is improving. Then it's not. Then it is. Then it's not. Then it is. Then it's not. But Alan Greenspan says, and blah, blah, blah. Ah, stagnation. Only the U.S. media could make unemployment, high credit card debt, a sky-high federal deficit, kamikaze tax cuts, a record trade imbalance, and sagging corporate profits appear rosy. Let's cut the nonsense. Capitalism is in a crisis that the Bush administration can't figure out how to fix. End of story. There's the Scott Peterson trial. Of all the murderers in the world, the U.S. media has obsessed over Peterson because he's photogenic, upper middle class, young, and white. The press should have given him a one column inch, skipped the photo, and moved on to the next story. How about a nightly news story about a photogenic white mass murderer in chief? Or some coverage of Pinochet's indictment by a Chilean court? Or any of the pandemic of other guys who killed their spouses, girlfriends, ex-wives, ex-girlfriends, or fantasy lovers? No list of overhyped stories would be complete without a mention of Ronald Reagan's death. Forget Iran-Contra, illegal wars, administration corruption, AIDS, and the Me Decade. Just remember that he was a really nice guy. Oh, and he single-handedly ended communism. All hail the great fallen helmsman comrade leader Ronnie. It's not so much overhyped, but the very notion of foreign terrorists has become meaningless. Because of the constant repetition and misuse, this term is utterly devoid of meaning any longer. Many Americans, however, now think that any foreigner is a terrorist. Mission accomplished. Also meaningless is virtually anything the White House says about Iraq. It's time to stop treating the Bush administration's ridiculously optimistic, obtuse pronouncements as credible. Freedom is on the march, please. Finally, for overhype, nothing can beat extreme weather. Stormwatch 2004, the great gust of wind 04. Come on, get used to it. With global climate change, our future will be full of storms. Instead of hyping the storm du jour as a once-in-a-lifetime event, media outlets should be more honest. Local news shows ought to run regular features on how to prepare for this week's extreme weather challenge with periodic tips on emergency preparedness. And here's the phone number for Vice President Dick Cheney's office. Let him know what you think about global warming, climate change, and the administration's energy policy. So much for the hype. Next week, I'll take a look at what's been underreported in 2004. Until then, have a wonderful holiday. From KPCS, for the Pacific Network, this is Geoff Parrish.